Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One slightly disturbing development, and we're going to keep an eye on this, as is the Defense Department. Russia is starting to build up a military presence in the Arctic. In the Arctic. With global warming, there is a sea route opening up from Asia to Europe. In the past, one of our defenses to the north was that you physically couldn't get a surface ship from Russia over to Canada through the Arctic. We have submarines. We had submarines operating in the Arctic, deep in the ocean, for decades. Probably the Russians do now too, but we have them up there. We control the Arctic. But they are starting to build up an Arctic military presence because of global warming and because the sea route through the Arctic is now opening up. It's not going to do it today or tomorrow, but it's doing it very quickly. They've also developed a weapon, the Poseidon 2M39 torpedo. It's a nuclear torpedo that travels like a fish almost along the bottom of the bottom of the ocean, and then it suddenly surfaces at a 45 degree angle and hits the shore, and it's a nuclear weapon. Now, we're aware of it. We have weapons to combat it. We do not want to get in a war. War is the continuation of diplomacy by other means. We don't want to get there. Putin is a guy who cannot be trusted and who's violent, but he's not insane. He knows he is a weak country. He knows his economy is the size of Italy's. He knows there's a lot of dissatisfaction. And our job, diplomatically and using diplomatic pressure, should be to enter into alliances, put pressure on him, relentless pressure, to keep him from military action. Donald Trump destroyed that theory. Donald Trump was being blackmailed by Putin. Financially, he was being funded by Putin and autocrats over in Russia. I personally believe the Steele report, that there was a coprophile video on Trump because he was so servile to Putin. He destroyed our alliances, or he tried to. Trump, NATO, the EU, we're building them back up under Biden. Keep an eye on the Arctic. Not that you're ever going to go up to the Arctic, but beautiful area, I am told. I've never been there, but pretty soon, there's not going to be ice in the Arctic. Maybe not in your lifetime, but there's not as much ice in your lifetime as it was in our grandparents' lifetime. And you're going to have surface vessels, not just submarines. And we have got to, and these are international waters by and large, got to be aware of a Russian presence up in the Arctic.
May I interrupt you and ask a dumb question? What do we want the Arctic for? What's to be captured other than perhaps a future route, you know, that didn't exist before, a shipping route? But what's the upside in the Arctic? Is it oil reserves? Is it minerals? Or is it just a big piece of ice, Matt, to your opinion?
Well, the Arctic is a big piece of ice. You know, it's not a continent. Antarctica is a continent, but the Arctic is not. What we want is no Russians and Chinese there. That's what we want. We want open shipping. You know, like in the South China Sea, we're not looking to mine minerals out of the South China Sea, but we don't want the Chinese building up fake islands, pouring sand, and then saying they have a 200 mile radius of entitlement around there to keep our shipping out. In the Arctic, we do not want Russian and Chinese ships coming that close to Canada and to New England. We just don't want it. And, you know, it's easier to launch missiles and so on. We want it open and international. When it was ice, nobody could get through initially except us, because we always did with our submarines. They finally have come up with some submarines. They don't have many of them. They're badly constructed. They're more a danger to the crew than they are to anybody else. They routinely don't surface, and the crew dies. The crew dies. And I don't say that with any pleasure. I think that's terrible, absolutely terrible. But you want to keep the Arctic free. It's easier to keep it free when it's not an ocean. Right now, the Ruskies are, you know, remember they put missiles in Cuba back in the early 60s, and JFK forced them out. Chinese have sent ships not too far off of Alaska just to get in our face. We don't want people in our face. We are the United States. So that's the main thing. We do not want a military presence of an adversary that close to Canada and the United States. That's really basically what it is. Oh, yeah, there's oil. There are some resources. I don't want drilling in the Arctic. I want it kept pristine. I like polar bears from a distance. I like to see them. They're very large. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a polar bear. I've seen them in the zoo. But you want to see a polar bear that'll give you the shivers, fly to Anchorage, Alaska, Anchorage, and get out. And in the airport, they have a stuffed polar bear up on. And I'll tell you what, you think a grizzly bear is a big bear? Polar bear looks like he's twice as big as a grizzly bear. I think it's the biggest bear in the world. Beautiful animal. And I don't want to see them destroyed. I don't want to see seals destroyed. I'm more of an old-fashioned guy, environmental guy. I like to see it the way it was, i.e. no Russian Chinese ships that close to Canada and New England. And certainly no Poseidon nuclear missiles that close to anybody. All right, we're going to go to a guy who's really one of my least favorite guys, Alex Jones. You heard of Alex Jones? Right-wing media nut, a conspiracy guy who said that Sandy Hook was a hoax. You know, the first graders get gunned down, the parents are crying, and this sadist says they're lying, they're just hiding their kids. Hey, he said that. That's how sick. This guy is sicker than, he is sort of QAnon, sicker than QAnon. Well, a very good judicial development. We're going to stick it to Alex Jones, who's a bad man. He's just flat out two-legged skunk. He said after Sandy Hook in Connecticut, remember, guy goes in, semi-automatic and guns down the first graders. Remember all that? He says it was a hoax. Parents are lying. And they're sobbing. They're lying, he said. He was sued for defamation. He was sued for defamation by the parents and other relatives. Defamation is the overall tort. Underneath that are libel and slander. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation. Differences in proving damages. We don't have to get into all that. They sued for defamation because he said it on the air. And even though on the air is verbal, it's considered like written, which is a tougher deal because it has such a wide range. He refused to cooperate in the litigation, refused to turn over documents, and he shot his mouth off giving public statements contrary to court order. The court sanctioned him. They punished him. They imposed legal fees. He's going to have to pay the parents legal fees. And they said that he can't bring a motion to dismiss. It's going to go right to trial. Right to trial. Exactly the right thing. He went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. He went up to the U.S. Supreme Court to say, come on, they can't impose legal fees in the middle of a trial. That's unheard of. They can look at that afterwards, and they can't prevent me from filing a motion. Supreme Court refused to take it. Again, this is inaction in a good way. This is beneficial inaction. This guy, Alex Jones, has to be shut down, not just because of speech. You know, under the First Amendment, he can say whatever he can within reason without advocating violence. But when he goes after the court, refuses to produce documents when he's told to produce documents, and he gives public statements attacking the process in the court, then he has to be shut down. He's a very evil guy. You know, you can say a lot of things about, I don't care what you say about any issue, guns, but when you are a sadist, when you attack grieving parents whose first graders were gunned down by a murderer, and they're giving interviews on television, and he's saying they're lying, at some point, he's got to be shut down. He's got to be shut down. And it's not for speech. It's for giving his finger to the court. The court said one of the requests for production of documents was, give me any documents that support what you say. And he says, screw you. I'm not giving you any documents. And where does he think he is? This is an American court. You don't get to do that. It's like Roger Stone, remember, when he put a picture of the judge on his case with crosshairs on her? And the judge didn't revoke his bail and drag him to prison. I would have dragged him into prison by his heels. I would have had two burly guys go out there and drag him into prison. These guys got to be shut down. They don't care about our judicial system. And Alex Jones is one of the first ones that's got to be taken care of. He's got guy's a malignancy. He's a malignancy. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.